I get the privilege of going first today. So when I was really praying about what I wanted to just share with you, and some of you I know a lot and some of you I know a little, and all of you I want to get to know more, and I was just seeking God, and God's just been drawing me at the moment into his word, into Paul's letters to the church, and the way he just encourages the church and builds up the church. And as I was reading through, particularly Philippians and Colossians and Ephesians, and I just felt like what I wanted to do this morning, as we start this seminar off, as we start this leaders conference off, this leaders advance, what I really want to do is I really want to encourage you. I really want to just declare some things over you, because there are so many promises in the Word, right? There are so many promises, and I thought, what can I do at the beginning of this to start off? And what I really want to do is I want to just declare some things over you, because sometimes we get weary, sometimes we get tired, sometimes the weight of all the things that we deal with every day become a bit much. And we come and we're like, yeah, I've got to meet with that person next week, and I've got to go do that funeral, and I've got to go see this person who's not got a job, and I've got to do, and you're dealing with things that are heavy. And sometimes it weighs us down. And I just really felt today that I needed to declare some things over you, declare some scriptures over you, because the promises, they're all there. They're all there in the Word. You know that they're there, right? But sometimes when we're weary and we're a bit heavy burdened, what happens is we forget. And we need to have those things. So the first thing, I've got five things I want to declare over you this morning. First thing is, we are all sons and daughters of the King. We are all sons and daughters of the King. Not just some, we're all sons and daughters of the King. And we have every spiritual blessing. Can you all say every? You know, I like working with kids, so I'm interactive. So you have to respond to me, all right? So let's all say every.
Every.
Not just some. Every spiritual blessing.
Amen.
Every spiritual blessing. And we are adopted as sons and daughters of the Father. Can you all say adopted?
Adopted.
Okay, so Ephesians 1, 3 to 6, it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every," say every?
Every
spiritual blessing in Christ. I want you, when you say this, I want you to let this sink into your spirit, because sometimes we don't believe this, that we've got it all. We've got every spiritual blessing we need. "For he chose us," he chose you, "in him before the creation of the world." Before the creation of the world. How cool is that? Before the creation of the world, he chose you to be holy and blameless in his sight. "In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will." I love this, because it's with his pleasure, right? It's not like, oh, I'm God and I think this is a good thing to do. It's like he's getting so much joy and pleasure out of adopting us into his family. "To the praise of his glorious grace, which is freely given us in the one he loves." That's the gift he's given us. Do you all remember this? This is important stuff. This is like the core of who we are in Christ. Okay, number two. Number two is, we can rejoice in all things. When we pray in every situation, God promises his perfect peace. Okay, so this is coming from Philippians 4, verse 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always." Say always.
Always.
Do you like these words? It's like every. Always. Rejoice in the Lord?
Always.
Always, okay? What we have, the blessings we have, the adoption that we have in Christ into God's family, it's something that surpasses circumstances. It surpasses situations that we're in. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." And then it goes on to say, this is all together, because we're going, rejoice in the Lord always. And then we go, well, that's really hard, right? That's really hard sometimes. Then it says, "Do not be anxious about What? Anything. Do not be anxious about
anything,
right? Not be anxious about anything. It's not that we need to, like, be anxious. God says, God, you're all right with me worrying about this stuff, is he? No, he says, don't be anxious about anything. Okay, then he tells us what to do. He says, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, and this is one of the keys, with thanksgiving. This is one of the keys, right? Keys to getting this peace and this joy is that we're always coming with a thankful heart. Present your request to God. Okay? Then, there's one more really cool key to this verse, which I love. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ. Okay? So when we bring these prayers and petitions, we actually don't need to be anxious anymore. It's like the verse that says, do not be anxious about anything. Because when we hand our requests and our petitions in thanksgiving to our Father, we get that promise of peace. Right? We get a promise of peace. It's not, this peace is for some people, it's for all of us. And so when we hand our burdens and we hand our prayers and the things that are worrying us and we say, Lord, and we hand it to him, and then he promises that his peace will come upon us. And it's that peace that transcends all understanding. All understanding. It's not a peace that comes from the world. You know it. You've all experienced it, right? Yeah? You've all experienced that peace. Yeah, good. Okay, number three. No matter what, we can all do all things, say all.
All
things through Christ who strengthens us. God's peace is a gift. It's funny because I was trying to think what I wanted to share with you, and it's just right there. I mean, you know, we just need to grab it sometimes and be reminded of it. You know, it's all in the Word. Okay. All right. So Paul says, I know what it is to be in need. Oh, this is Philippians 4, 12 to 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learnt the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Say all things.
All things.
Right? I just love that he talks about when things were great, he could be content. When things were hard, he can be content. And it's going back to that verse we talked about, the peace of God that comes upon us. Because the peace is not about the situation and circumstances of the world. Okay. Number four. God will meet all your needs. It says all your needs, not just some. So can we say, God will meet all my needs?
God will meet all my needs.
I'm not just telling you this is true. It says it right in the Word. Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Is it all or some?
All.
All. Okay. Are these things sinking in? They're simple. They're simple stuff that we walk in every day as Christians. But I think sometimes we get so heavy with the things that are going on and the circumstances. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about removing ourselves from the circumstances and not letting the experiences that we have in our life say who we are. This is who we are. Amen? Okay. Lastly, number five, don't worry about anything. What are we not worrying about?
Anything.
Good. You're doing very well. I know it's early and we're just getting wound up, but you're doing very well. Okay, Matthew 6, 25 to 34. That's why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? He has everything that we need. We either believe this or we don't. But it's true because it's in the Word and the Word is living. And God has been speaking to me so much about how much this living Word feeds us. It's the life in us. It's the breath that we breathe each day is this word. And it's not just words on a page. It's life. These scriptures are actually putting life into us. And I really just feel today that you need to just take a moment to step back and say, okay, Lord, I need to redeclare some of these things. Okay, so we're going to stand. Everyone stand. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read each of the five things. We're not going to read the whole scriptures. I'm going to say it and I'm going to get you to repeat it back. And what I really want us to do, it's not about words. What I really want us to do is declare this over our lives and connect with this in our spirit. Okay? Okay. So if you want to raise your hands, put your hand on your heart, whatever it is that you feel you want to do right now, I'm going to call these out and we're going to declare them with power and might over our lives. Okay. We are all sons and daughters of the King and we have every spiritual blessing we need. We are all sons and daughters of the King and we have every spiritual blessing we need. We can rejoice in all things. When we pray in every situation, God will bring peace. We can rejoice in all things. When we pray in every situation, God will bring peace. No matter what, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. No matter what, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God will meet all your needs. Oh, sorry, let's do that again. God will meet all my needs. God will meet all my needs. And the last one is, don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Amen. Okay, please take your seat. Now I'm going to hand over to this handsome man. My daughter, who is 3, I say, who's that? And she says, Daddy. And I say, what else do we call him? And she says, handsome.
Thank you, Fiona.
Sorry.
So I just wanted to... Fiona set the tone. We've obviously... God's promised us a lot. He's promised us everything. And I just want to sort of set the tone about what... we're moving forwards. We're not looking backwards. And I wanted to talk a little bit about our dreams and visions for the future. Well, let me start. Proverbs 29:18. I looked it up in a couple of different versions and it says some different things. But in the NIV, it says, where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. And in the King James Version, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I think that pretty much indicates that having vision is so important or we will perish. So we need to seek God for vision and revelation for our lives, for our personal lives, for our family lives, and also for our ministries as well. Many of us have had dreams in the past or had prophetic words spoken over us in the past that have seemed either impossible or have just, we've plain forgotten. So we want to do a little activity this morning where we just seek God for some dreams for our future, for vision for what we were doing, what we are doing. I'll give you an example. Fiona and my dream for ministry is to equip, empower, encourage, and enable you guys to do what you're already doing, but to bring some skills, walk alongside you, and do what you're doing better. And in the natural, that is impossible for us. But with God, through who strengthens us, we can do anything. And I think what Fiona was saying about God who strengthens us is an important note. We're not doing it in our own strength because that is a very limited resource. I know I get tired so easily, but when I rest in Jesus and work through his strength, I can do all things. So our dream is to equip, encourage, I can never remember, equip, empower, encourage and enable, the four E's. And God gave us the name Dream Builders as something just that we can focus on and filter what we're doing through. And this Dream Builders vision for us ties very strongly into the work that we're doing with Southern Cross. So even before we were married, Fiona and I had dreams to come to Kenya. And we always thought it would be for short periods, a couple of weeks here, a couple of weeks there. And as time went on, God progressed this dream. And eventually he said, I want you to move there with your family. Now, if God had said that 5 years ago to us straight up, I want you to move to Kenya, we would have just gone, that's impossible. It would have been too overwhelming. But God reveals his visions for us in stages, so we're not overwhelmed. So we're going to do an activity where we just want you to wait on God. Even if you have dreams for your ministry, for your family, for yourselves, I want you to just wait on God and see what he has to say, because he's willing to extend our dreams already. Matthew 7:7-9 says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking, the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. So I just want to encourage you to seek God for a vision for your future. If you don't have one, ask for one. If you already have one, ask for God to advance that for you. I don't think it's a mistake that we call this a leader's advance. We're to be going forward and from glory to glory. We're not to be looking back. Our past isn't necessarily what defines us. It's the stuff that Fiona was reading out that should be defining us, our relationship and our security in Christ. So generally I think for most of us it's easy to have a dream for our ministry. We can see a logical progression for our ministry. Often it's difficult to have dreams for ourselves and for our family, for our spouse and for our children. But I think it's important to keep our priorities right in everything we do. The first thing we are doing in life is serving God, and it's our relationship with God that is the most important thing by a long, long way. Secondly, our relationship with our family. And I think lastly, and probably quite low on the list, it should be our ministry. Without our relationship with God, our relationship with our spouse and our children, then everything else suffers. So I just want to encourage you. On this form that Fiona's going to hand out, there's a spot for a personal dream, or vision, family dream. So that's for our spouse and our children. And then lastly, a ministry dream. And I put it in that order just to highlight the importance of getting our priorities right in our lives. So I'm just going to put some music on and we'll spend... what's the time?
We've got 10 minutes.
So we'll spend 10 minutes just quietly waiting on God and just writing down anything that God brings to mind.